I'm Omar Mahmoud, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late-night jokes. Today's theme, tax season is finally over. Jimmy Fallon tells us about JetBlue and United Airlines' special tax day offers. And guess who Jimmy Kimmel wrote off as a dependent this year? All this and Conan O'Brien in today's Punchlines.
Well, here's what people are talking about, you guys. Today was the deadline to file your taxes. Yeah. I guess Trump got some good news this year. He got to write off the first 100 days of his presidency as a total loss. So that's good for him.
That's pretty good for him.
But that's not all. JetBlue is holding a sweepstakes where if you owe money to the IRS, you can enter to win a free flight.
Yeah.
And get this, United's offering just to drag the tax collector out of your home. They'll pull him right out. You don't have to worry about it.
Nice of them.
You know, I used to do my own taxes. For years, I would save all the receipts. I'd log all my miles on my car. Every time I bought something, I'd figure out some angle. And, oh, this hamster cage really, it's clearly a business expense. I might try to write a movie about hamsters or something. But it would take me forever to itemize everything. And then when I added it all up, I never had enough. So I'd just take the standard deduction anyways, all wasted time. So then I hired an accountant, which is counterintuitive because all throughout school, you're not allowed to pay a nerd to do your homework for you. And then you become an adult, that's exactly what you do. Accountants must hate us and the month of April so much. I bet there's a party going on at H&R Block right now like you would not believe.
Today is tax day. It's the day that all Americans but one release their tax records. It's a big deal. We get together.
I saw that New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio tweeted a picture of his tax returns and wrote, "See President Trump, it's not that hard." Yeah. Then Anthony Weiner tweeted a picture but said, "This is." And you go, "Hey, whoa, hey, stop that stuff. Get away, get off that, cancel the account."
Today, as we just heard, is tax day in the United States, which is unusual. Tax day normally falls on April 15th, traditionally, but they moved it this year because the 15th was a Saturday. I think it's illegal to make people do math on Saturdays. So we got three more days to do them. I will say, I was thinking about this day. It's weird that the government more or less just trusts us to tell them how much we owe them. A restaurant wouldn't do that. They only audit like less than 1 out of 100 people get audited, which is why I decided, I finally figured, you know what, the odds are pretty good. I decided to claim Guillermo as a dependent this year. I hope you know.
No losers.
You see, yesterday, Congressman Eric Swalwell tweeted a haiku criticizing Trump for refusing to release his tax returns. It's a critical haiku, he said.
Right in the eye.
Well, as you can imagine, Trump was not happy about that, and he even tweeted out some limericks that he wrote in response.
Really?
Yeah, that Trump wrote to him in response, a limerick. For example, one says, "My tax forms will not be released. Your constant complaints must be ceased. You think I don't care? Then talk to my hair. You've awoken that foul, nasty beast."
Wow.
And you go, not bad.
Quite literate.
It's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Here's another one here. It says, "I wish you could please just be nicer. Why can't you just give it a try, sir?"
Oh, wow.
"Enough is enough. Being president's rough, especially when you've got Sean Spicer."
And you go, come on.
President Trump, by the way, is refusing to release his tax returns for 2016. It's become kind of a tradition for him now to not release them. I think I figured out why the president doesn't want us to see his tax returns, why he's keeping them secure. He's planning a party for us, and he wants them to be a surprise. He's going to put them all in a piñata and give us each a stick.
And to watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usatoday.com. While you're there, vote for your favorite joke from today's show.